Hey, yeah, I could write a song with real words, not phony ones like odelay.
Odelay is a word. Just look it up in the Bectionary.
I do my hair toss, check my nails. Baby, how you feeling?
Feeling good as
hell. Hair toss, check my nails. Baby, how you feeling?
Feeling good as
hell. Woo, child, tired of the bullshit. Gone, dust your shoulders off. Keep it moving, yes, Lord. Trying to get some new shit in there. Swimwear, going to the pool shit. Come now, come dry your eyes. You know you a star, you can touch the sky. I know that it's hard, but you have to try. If you need advice, let me simplify. If he don't love you anymore, just walk your fine ass out the door. I do my hair toss, check my nails. Baby, how you feeling? Hair toss, check my nails. Baby, how you feeling?
Feeling good as hell.
Baby, how you feeling?
Lizzo featuring Ariana Grande. The song is good as hell. Take from an album called "Cause I Love You," but not the standard "Cause I Love You," not the deluxe edition of "Cause I Love You," but the super deluxe edition of Lizzo's album "Cause I Love You." That has gone on my Christmas list because we are hurtling towards another festive season. I have dragged my ass successfully through 2019, and if you're listening to this, your sweet ass has also nearly made it to the end as well. Well done. It's a slightly Christmassy podcast this week. We do have two Christmas songs. I know this because at the start of this week, I set myself a challenge. I couldn't remember which Christmas songs I'd played on the podcast before, and rather than just doing the simple thing and looking it up, I thought what I'd do is I'd go and find two Christmas songs that I'd never heard before this week, which I could then unleash on you on this week's podcast. Anyway, here we are on our way to Jesus' fake birthday. And so for the final time from me this year, let me welcome you to Edit Radio.
Edit Radio.
Have you been a good little boy? Have you been a good little girl?
Once upon a Christmas song, everybody sang along. You'd see the joy on every face, and the world it seemed a happier place. These songs brought us together, good time memories forever. Now I know what they mean and what they've given to me. I'd have never believed that we'd be singing them over and over. December, they get in our heads. Turn them up, play them loud. Every Christmas should be the same. Singing them over and over and over and over again.
They say they're good for the soul. But someone tell me, I don't know why no one seems to write them no more. So the only way to settle the score is to all make way for a new one that keeps the heart of the old one with a little bit of festive cheer. And you'll know when Christmas is near, when this record appears once a year, he'll be singing this over and over and over again. Every December you'll hear it and say, turn it up, play it loud, every Christmas should be the same. Singing it over and over and over and over again. It's getting in your head, it's getting in your head. And if you're not singing it all night, you'll be telling a lie. Should be the same, singing it over and over, forever and ever again. Over and over and over again, over and over and over again, over and over and over again, over and over and over again.
You are listening to Edit Radio number 513. It is the very best resource for hearing Christmas charity singles from the year 2008. That was Geraldine McQueen slash Peter Kay. The song was called Once Upon a Christmas Song. It was released as a charity single with the proceeds going to NSPCC. And I believe that song was co-written with Gary Barlow from Take That as well. There you go. So that's one of two Christmas songs which I had no idea existed this time last week. Aren't you glad that I found it? I did make an edit of that song, which I kind of have planned to deploy as a joke, where the over and over bit just went on for far too long. I just backed out of it. It was too much. Too much. Too much stuff. Welcome to Edit Radio, where we do too much. It's Edit Radio podcast number 513. I did try and look up interesting facts about the number 513 while that song was playing. Couldn't find any that were genuinely interesting. So instead, what I will tell you is it's still to come in the podcast this week. A classic from Beck. Also, another song from the great new album from Richard Dawson. This is Hobo Johnson.
Woo. I just bought a Subaru Crosstrek. I would have bought a Lambo, but I'm not quite there yet. Sometimes I get drunk and I forget what day it is. I wish that I was skinnier, but I love sandwiches. One time, I tried to burn sage to clear the vibe, then the smoke alarm went off and my ex-girl cried. She cried for a bunch of other reasons. I'm
never going back to Four Seasons.
I wish that I was friends with Drake so I can dig through his trash and have a yard sale today. Damn, I wish my name wasn't Frank. Fuck! I wish it was Blake. I learned a lot from my dad, like how to yell a lot and make a car go fast. I wish that I was in the league. I'm a number one pick with two bad knees. I just bought a Subaru Crosstrek. I just bought a Subaru Crosstrek. We're both pretty reliable. Gotten a couple accidents. I just bought a Subaru Crosstrek. I would've bought a Lambo, but I'm not quite there yet. I just bought a Subaru Crosstrek. I would've bought a Bentley, but I'm not quite there yet. What's the point of being cool? Cut your hair and get a job like the rest of us do. Don't play guitar in the park and just sit. If I hear another G chord, I'm breaking your shit. Nothing like a Subaru Crosstrek. Suspension is soft as a cute little baby neck. My clique orders club salads and look like they all sing ballads. I could've bought a Lambo happily, but the insurance is high and I kinda want a family. Why does dad have a Lambo? He was insecure about himself, son, let it go. Nothing like fighting another man, cause he cut me off in traffic and my morning started back. I'm glad that his kids got to see that his dad's a giant prick and that he got what he needs. Nothing like crying in a Subaru Crosstrek. Life is an abyss half filled with sadness. My ex-girl's grandpa invented pinball, he had a lot of time on his hands.
just bought a Subaru Crosstrek. I would've bought a Lambo, but I'm not quite there yet. I just bought a Subaru Crosstrek. I would've bought a Bentley, but I'm not quite there yet. I just bought a Subaru Crosstrek. I would've bought a Lambo, but I'm not quite there yet. I just bought a Subaru Crosstrek. I would've bought a Bentley, but I'm not quite there yet.
Have you heard about the all-new Subaru Crosstrek with the new suspension package? If you buy one, you'll be riding smooth in no time. It also came with a trail hitch, but it's only four cylinders, so you probably shouldn't tow anything. My dad said that messes up the transmission.
An old man story. When I went to university, I guess it must have been 2001, I met this guy who was, he was really cool. He was well into his American alternative music. He was tall, he had long hair, kind of like a hippie. He was a nerd, kind of, but also pretty attractive. I think he got on, he had quite a bit of confidence, I think. And he told me that I should listen to Pedro the Lion. And I said, yeah, sure, of course I will. Of course I'll listen to this band I've never heard of. 18 years later, I'm finally properly listening to Pedro the Lion. That's just taken from their 1998 debut album called It's Hard to Find a Friend. The song is called When They Really Get to Know You, They Will Run. And oh boy, did I ever miss that boat. Before that, Hobo Johnson. The song is called Subaru Crosstrek XV. Taken from the album called The Fall of Hobo Johnson. This is Malibu Ken.
There's something you should probably know before we go too far. My neighbor found a mushroom growing inside of my car. She called me up on tour, sounding emotionally scarred, although it may have scared her more that I wasn't really alarmed. The dandruff in a shaken globe is fit to gild a manger. The pizza faces, pepperoni, carbuncle, and caper. I'm bunions and contusions, bumps, lumps, and bruises, discoloring and other things I can't reach with the loofah. Not a butcher, not a baker. Pick a booger with a basic evolutionary failure. I do not open mail, I do not answer phones. The fridge is pretty much a home for meganase alone. Watch a pocket knife surgeon cut a cyst out in the kitchen. It's the cousin to acutely removing his own stitches in a pinch. Kool-Aid ooze that is too thick. Mushroom growing in the car, it's just another Tuesday. Tuesday. Yeah.
waiting for a spell where it falls into an order you can help them. Well, yeah. No. On one hand, it's pretty gross. On the other, it's sorta like a pretty desert rose. How against all odds, whether wet, dry, night or day, garden, pigsty or cave, life science finds a way. Boxed in, vegged out, box in a hen house. Gray stained teeth, say cheese through a trench mouth. Cheese, chase dreams with a hellbound. Posture suitable for a job in a bell tower. One plate, one fork, itty bitty lamp. I would offer you a drink, but I literally can't. It feels like you're camping when you're sitting on the can, where the crib is always simulated living in a van. A little light cleaning, keep the spiders off his eating. Maybe one day he'll go deeper, really exercise the demon at the root. I'm in the sofa cushions over loose change. Black mold bathtub, homie, it's a Tuesday. I can't even keep a cactus alive when I'm present. When I'm gone, it's a groundbreaking botanical epic. From desolate to little shop of horrors in a second. It's weird knowing life thrives more when you exit. The trouble man cut up with a duffel bag of loose cast. Juice glass scatterbrained, aspartame moustache. Mwah. Head lice dressed like a douchebag. Unsaid prayers on dead raccoon hat. Voice of the boiled over. Thick skull still throw his toys at a stroller. Piss black roof tar, bleed flat cherry coke. Very much another whack job with a megaphone. Very much another fat slob playing chess alone. Lesser known fetish porn, leftover Lexapro, etc. Everything's coming up, those sex. Sunday, Monday, happy days. Tuesday is Tuesday. Tuesday.
That's Malibu Ken. The song is Tuesday. Malibu Ken R. Tobacco, the producer from Black Moth Super Rainbow, and also Aesop Rock. Their debut album's out. Ben. Did you remember to say Aesop Rock and not ASAP Rocky? Because you know those two, they have two very, very different things. They're two very different people. No one's ever got Aesop Rock and ASAP Rocky confused. It just doesn't happen. It's Aesop Rock. Okay, because you know that would be confusing if there was somebody called Aesop Rock and somebody called ASAP Rocky. I know. Look, just take this. It's a stylophone. You'll really enjoy it. Just go over there while we get on with stuff. All right?
See about this.
Sweet Jesus. Still to come on the podcast this week, another Christmas song which I hadn't heard this time last week. And also, I have a gift from me to you. You can cut that out now. First of all, here's some classic Beck.
Isolated doctor's mom. Carnivore
Beck. The song is 20 years old now. It's taken from the album called Midnight Vultures, which came out in 1999. Fun fact, the working title for Midnight Vultures was I Can Smell the VD in the Club Tonight. The album is kind of greasy, kind of sexy, kind of sensual, kind of squelchy, and kind of gross. From it, that was the takeaway single, Sex Laws, which I loved then, I still love now. I think it's aged very, very well. I remember singing that when it came out. I remember singing that at work when it came out. And I remember like an older colleague coming up to me and being like, with a look of grave concern on their face, like, what are you singing? And no regrets. No regrets at all. This is Sports Team.
Well, I can't make any sense of all the letters you write. It's like your pen doesn't work, you're so much better in type. You used to talk all the time and now we don't anymore. Guess we don't have the time, it doesn't work anymore. If the band doesn't work, just get a regular job. The pressure's starting to melt into your shirt, it's a lot. With our friends, and we sit by the Thames, going fishing.
Exceptionally hard band to Google. That's Sports Team. The song is called Fishing. They're from London somewhere, and I can't see that they've ever had an album before, so I guess that's going to be on their debut album, which I guess will probably be out next year, right? Next year is 2020. When the decade changed to 2010, that didn't feel like such a big deal because the decade before had been the huge one, the millennium, right? But something about 2020, it really feels like a big event. Anyway, Sports Team, Fishing. I like it. Kind of up-tempo. Kind of dry, really, really speaks to me. Meanwhile, I went out and I got you a present. It's really hard to buy for all of you at once because obviously some of you have had great years, some of you not so great years, and quite a lot of you have had kind of middling years, right? So I thought, what brings together? What can I get for everyone that you can all enjoy, that unites us unanimously as the human race in one shared connection? So I got you some grunge.
There's a message waiting. I don't know how to receive it, but I know that when I hear it, I'll be
Well, I mean, the first one was your main present. The band are Dead Soft. They're a Canadian scuzzy trio. Their debut album called Big Blue came out in October, I believe. From it, that song is superb. It's called I Believe You. After that, because I know how much you love stationery, that song was called The Haunted Victorian Pencil, taken from the new album from ambient duo A Winged Victory for the Sullen. The new album is called The Undivided Five and is out right now. If you'd like to get me a present in return and you're in the UK, and you're listening to this the first few days, in the first few days the podcast comes out, there's a general election this week, and if you're registered to vote, I would like you, for me, to go out and vote. Now, if quite a lot of you already know which way you're going to vote, that's excellent. If you have like a voting ballot paper and you still don't know, that's fine. There are plenty of ways you can compare policies. If you have just like 15, 20 minutes just to do a little bit of research, there are two fantastic sites that I personally have used. There's voteforpolicies.org.uk. The one that I use is called iSideWith, which is uk.isidewith.com. And then once you kind of have an idea of who you want to vote for, or maybe who you don't want to vote for, there's a tactical voting website called getvoting.org, which is run by the Best for Britain campaign, which effectively it will show you how tactical voting in your area can overthrow the Tories or not. But what's useful about that is even if you don't seek to overthrow the Tories, they do have like some up to the minute data on there, which will show you kind of who is in contention in your constituency for your seat, to enable you to use your vote wisely. Vote. Two songs to go. Here's another Christmas one. This is The Kinks.
Outside a department store, a gang of kids came over and mugged me and knocked my reindeer to the floor. They said, Father Christmas, give us some money. Don't mess around with those silly toys. We'll beat you up, don't hand it over. We want your bread, so don't make us annoy. Give all the toys to the little rich boys. My sister a cuddly toy. We don't want a jinx or a monopoly money. We only want the real McCoy. Father Christmas, give us some money. We'll beat you up if you make us annoy. Father Christmas, give us some money. Don't mess around with those silly toys. But give my daddy a job, cause he needs one. He's got lots of mouths to feed. But if you've got what I have, a machine gun, so I can scare all the kids on the street. Father Christmas, give us some money. We got no time for your silly toys. We'll beat you up if you don't hand it over. We want your bread, so don't make us annoy. Give all the toys to the little rich boys. Remember the kids who got nothing while you're drinking down your wine. Father Christmas, give us some money. We got no time for your silly toys. Father Christmas, please hand it over. We'll beat you up, so don't make us annoy. Father Christmas, give us some money. Don't mess around with those silly toys. Beat you up, don't hand it over. We want your bread, so don't make us annoy. Give all the toys to the little rich boys.
I like, that was the Kinks. I like how you can kind of track what year the songs were by the Kinks kind of sound, because they were quite, they adapted quite regularly, right? You'll be unsurprised to hear that that kind of punk-ish Kink song was from the late 70s. The song is called Father Christmas, and another song which I had no idea existed until earlier this week. I've spent some time in front of my telly this week. Normally, kind of, there's a channel which is called Now That's What I Call 80s. It specializes in like 80s stuff. Around Christmas time, it becomes Now That's What I Call Christmas, and that's who you have to blame for the Geraldine McQueen and the Kink songs on this week's podcast. But that's it. Thank you very much. That brings to an end my podcast for the year. Whether you've listened to just this one or the whole year through, just thank you very much from all of us here at Edit Radio. And thank you also to Tom and the gang and to Kev and to Jen for being amazing. You're all amazing. I will speak to you in the new year. And I'm never sure on Christmas scheduling, but I believe Tom Crook is here and the gang. They're here next week for their last podcast of 2019. When I speak to you next, we'll be in a whole new decade. I enjoy the idea of the roaring 20s, right? So I think maybe my aim for the 2020s is just make it the roaring 20s all over again, collecting lions. For Christmas, I've asked for tickets to see Richard Dawson at the Barbican. From his album fittingly titled 2020, I leave you with this. This is Two Halves. Take care. I love you. Bye.
Bellowing instructions from the touchline. That's my dad. Purple in the face, getting really mad. Man on, an empty stadium yells. Man on. Come on, come on. The cross goes sailing wildly over the heads of everyone. Stop fannying around. Keep it nice and simple. You're not Lionel Messi. Just pass the bloody ball. Bastards from King's Priory are kicking lumps out of us. Man on, man on, an empty stadium yells. Man on, come on, come on, the cross goes sailing wildly over the heads. They left back slip. Taking every kick.
is all what you want.